You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. For decades, the federal government declared all forest fires in the West a destructive force. Now they're viewed as a fundamental part of Western ecosystems. NWPB's Lauren Gallup and Mary Ellen Pitney explain.
A fire is burning through the grassy floodplain of the Pend'Oreille River, a tributary of the Columbia River that stretches through the northern Washington-Idaho border. Smoke hangs over this usually pristine river valley, obscuring the normally picturesque view of towering pines and craggy cliff faces over placid waters. But today, that's exactly how Ray Entz wants it.
Okay. So fire history for the Kalispell tribe is one that's sort of embedded deeply in our traditional cultural knowledge. It's the one tool the tribe used from time immemorial to manage its landscape.
Entz is the Director of Wildlife and Terrestrial Resources for the Kalispell Tribe's Natural Resources Department. He is burning this area because the tribe uses fire to increase the health of the grasslands and help prevent bigger, out-of-control wildfires.
And so this kind of action is necessary to reduce competing vegetation and built up, you know, dead vegetation over years so that, you know, we get good grass release the next year and we get good support for our native plant materials for both habitat and for food.
Fire stewardship has long been a practice by indigenous peoples of the Northwest. But that changed when settlers viewed fire as destructive because it burned up valuable timber and rangelands.
It would burn landscapes in ways that people didn't like it.
That's Dennis Becker, Dean and Professor of Natural Resource Policy at the University of Idaho.
And really, for the longest time, the goal was really to try to keep fire out of our landscapes. What's happened is those landscapes have become overgrown with mature forest, with mature vegetation. It just keeps more and more dense. That creates the events that we have here today, which is just these explosive fire events that are out of control.
Land managers are bringing fire back with controlled burns. Frequent controlled burns, where trained teams purposefully ignite lands, can not only reduce catastrophic fires, but also bring many other benefits to the ecosystem. These burns are actively monitored for safety and to ensure the team is meeting different ecological goals. And now to Mary Ellen Pitney on the benefits fire brings to many plant species.
Thank you, Lauren. The U.S. Department of Agriculture found that soil on burned landscapes contains up to 3 times more nutrients than land untouched by fire. And fire plays a key role in the life cycles of many Western plant species. Ponderosa pine, red-stem ceanthus, and huckleberry all depend on fire. Fire allows some plants to germinate because the heat releases their seeds from their waxy coating, and for others, it creates the soil chemistry they need to take root. But despite the benefits, any fire is still dangerous, and so safety matters with planned burns, says Becker.
You can't just put fire back into the system, prescribe fire or not, anywhere that you want. It's not safe.
Trained teams create a burn plan to diagnose what the landscape needs and when they'll be able to burn with consideration of weather conditions. The Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation are currently burning between 5 and 6,000 acres every year. Chairman Jared Michael Erickson says, in the face of a changing climate, they need to ramp it up. With climate change, hotter and drier conditions create more arid landscapes, leading to longer and more destructive fire seasons. Data from the EPA shows that while the number of individual fires has held steady for years, the size and destructive power of those burns has been trending upwards for decades.
There's still that big gap there we need to fill to keep up with the amount of forest growth that's happening.
And Dennis Becker says wildfires are not going away, but they can be less damaging if the landscape is carefully managed, with controlled burns playing a key role.
Fire has been here forever. We tried to get rid of it. We tried to minimize it. That didn't work. Now we're understanding that we have to bring this back into our way of managing things.
Becker says humans need to learn how to live with fire as a natural and important part of the ecosystem.
For NWPB, I'm Lauren Gallup.
And I'm Mary Ellen Pitney.
This piece was created in collaboration with NOVA, with major funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Watch the documentary Weathering the Future tonight and April 15th at 9 p.m. on KTNW and KWSU-TV and with your NWPB passport. And join the conversation on social media with the hashtag ClimateAcrossAmerica.